Welcome to another episode of Mick and Ori's Classic Cars. I'm Mick.
And I'm Ori.
Ori, we talk about the Australian cars.
Australian car industry, Australian cars. They don't exist anymore.
Well, they don't manufacture them anymore.
You know, the other day my daughter came home, she goes, you know, I love the Holden, Dad. I love the Holden Commodore. And I said, what are you talking about, Francesca? She goes, I love the Holden Commodores. That's what I'm going to buy. I said, we don't make them anymore. She goes, what do you mean? I said, we don't make them. And she was distraught. And I started to think about it. My grandpa worked there. Both my grandparents worked there. My dad actually had a stint there. Every second person you knew actually worked at Holden's. And if you were from Melbourne, Geelong especially, you worked for Ford.
Correct. It's either Holden or Ford.
And then as a kid, you were either Team Holden, Team Ford.
Yeah. And then Chrysler as well, because Chrysler was here.
Chrysler, correct.
Right. Not as popular, but
Chrysler was here. It wasn't as popular, but Chrysler was here. Mm. Where were they manufactured, actually?
Well, they started at the Mitsubishi Lonsdale.
So where Mitsubishi went.
But even before that, was there, you know, the old Lecornu site on Anzac Highway?
Yeah.
I think that was...
The Chrysler...
I think it might have been, but anyway.
Okay.
The historians will tell us different, but, you know, I'll tell you a conspiracy theory with the Holdens. Have I told you this one?
No.
Listen to this. So when Australia didn't have any manufacturing early days, but we had trams on rails all through the city, went to McGill, went all over the place.
Yep.
So we had a very, very good tram network. All right. So when the government was trying to get manufacturing into Australia, and one of the first was Holden or General Motors, you know, the parent company in America. So apparently the deal was that Holden would come here and manufacture, or General Motors would come here and manufacture, as long as they, the state, get rid of the trams.
Are you joking?
No, that's and...
Because otherwise they wouldn't be selling cars, because who's going to buy a car if you can catch a tram and get everywhere?
So we had trams everywhere in South Australia.
And so that's why people say, we used to have them, we ripped them up, now we're putting them back in.
Yes, but we're putting them back in when? When Holden's
closed.
Leaving it. So the deal was probably, while Holden's or General Motors are here, we can't have the trams. So it's uncanny that when they announced that General Motors are leaving South Australia,
we started to put the tram lines back.
Yeah. It does actually make sense, doesn't it?
I get
it?
What you're saying.
Yeah. But anyway, we digress on terms of the topic.
Yeah, so you were either Team Holden, Team Ford.
Yep.
And I remember...
Or Chrysler, because I keep saying Chrysler because my dad Chrysler. Always had Chrysler, the AP5, AP6.
Correct.
You know, all that, the VEs.
My uncles had them too, I know. But I remember... Do you remember there used to be a huge service station, but, you know, mechanic service. They sold all stuff, car paraphernalia. And I remember when we used to go down to the York Peninsula, we'd stop there to refuel on the way down. It was called Rocker Brothers.
Yeah, Rocker Brothers. They're related.
Right?
They're related to us.
Right, the Rockers. They used to sell the Holden jacket. That's right, on Bridge Road. They used to sell the Holden jackets or the Ford jackets. You had one section. Mate, once you picked your team...
That was it. It was like
you couldn't like the opposite, right? So I was Team Holden, obviously, because of my family and my grandparents' work and my nonna was working there. But I think in later years, I actually became Team Ford because I did like the Fords. And I had the XA, obviously, myself and things like that. So who were you, Team? Were you Team Chrysler?
So was that because you had some friends that went to Ford?
My dad had a Monaro.
Yeah.
So
you're still
Monaro.
Into Holdens. But then... How'd you get into the Fords?
Oh, no, because then I went into Ford and I liked the GT, right? It just looked, the GT shaker was unbelievable. Come on.
Brilliant. Well, that's the GT, the Phase 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was the fastest production four-seater.
I just love that car.
Four-door, sorry.
That was a real, for me, wow car. And so I think I became Team Ford.
That car, you reckon?
I think so. So you can't really change, but I did.
And that would have come about because of the great race we have here, the Bathurst.
That's right.
So when they win Bathurst, I think it won Bathurst in its first year that it came out. So, you know, without any development, it's sort of – but they did call it – I mean, the HO standard for handling option.
Oh, did it?
So GT, Gran Turismo, whatever, HO.
Yeah, Gran Tourer.
Yeah, Gran Tourer, and the HO was the handling option. So back then, that car had 200-something kilowatts. It wasn't far off the Ferrari Daytona. So the Ferrari Daytona, which I think had 75 kilowatts compared to the Ford, which had 220.
But the Ford would be a lot heavier car.
The Ford would be heavier, but also I think the Ford had more capacity. It was a bigger engine than the Daytona, because even though the Daytona was 12 cylinders, they weren't. It wasn't – the capacity wasn't as big.
As this V8.
Yeah. But that was, you know, the GTHO was a game changer. So that was the era of the muscle cars.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, so they were copying, I'll say copying, the American style.
So in your opinion, then, the greatest five cars to come out of Australia ever?
Well, one has to be the GTHO.
That's, yep.
100%.
Now, does it matter if it's phase three, phase two, phase four?
Oh, no, in terms of the greatest, it's got to be the phase three.
HO phase three.
Yeah, it has to be the phase three.
That is the car.
So if you look at your Holdens then, if you go to Holdens now, so that's it for Ford, is it? They did bring out some up their models, but that is the one that if you talk about, you know, muscle cars.
How about the XR6?
The XR6 Turbo. Well, I'll tell you what, that was... I won't say ahead of its time.
It was a game changer.
But that was a game changer. That was, you know, and that's more in the modern classic.
Still manufactured here. I think that was much probably the last of the great Fords to be made, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
You know?
I'd have to agree with that.
But then you got to go to Holden. So they're for me the two greatest Fords to come out.
Definitely. I'd agree with that.
You got to go to Holden.
So the Holdens, you'd start with the XU1, the Tirana XU1.
100%.
All right, you know, that was a pocket rocket, you know, six-cylinder, you know, triple carbies, you know, that was I thought it was a bit long for the width, but...
The A9?
The A9X, well, that was based on an LH or whatever, so that was a good-looking car, I reckon, you know.
The SLR 5000, those three.
Yeah, with the bolt-on guards.
That's
that, you know. But I did like, out of all of them, probably the A9X.
Yeah. Beautiful car.
Because I think the proportions were quite good, you know, the length to the width.
And the Tiranas were one of those cars. They were just a touch smaller than the Monaros at the time and things like that. So you're a bit more compact.
So when the Tirana came out, did Holden have a bigger full-size sedan?
Didn't they have the Monaro at the same time?
The Monaro was earlier, didn't they?
But I think they were manufacturing, because I reckon you could order a Tirana or a Monaro.
But not on the LHs, I wouldn't have thought.
Well, maybe not on the
LHs. But anyway, and in terms of Holden, I would say the A9X.
Yep.
The XU1.
Yep.
And
the HSVs, the GDSR.
Oh, yeah.
The W1.
Well, you know, some say...
Great car.
...that the last model...
Now come off the production line.
They reckon that was the best one. So when Holden stopped production...
They made the best car.
Production, the best car. And they imported or exported some to America.
And rebadged them, didn't they?
Yeah, what they call
Opel?
Opel, no, maybe?
Yeah.
There was the two-door Monaro that they exported over there. But the last one, the one that you just mentioned, I think, you know, to me, I think is one of the best cars as well that Holden produced. Mind you, the engine came from the LS6 or something? From the LS9. They used it from the Chevy Corvette.
Is that with the
LS9? So that was we're talking,
and that's why
6.2 litre supercharged.
Yeah, so that's why then, because some people were badging them Chevy.
Correct. Many of them badged them Chevy.
Yeah,
buy the Chevy badges.
Yeah, take off the Holden badge and they put the Chevy badges on,
and away you go.
Okay.
And I didn't actually like that, but I didn't know enough about it. But you know, a fair bit of it is Chevy.
And then you're going to have to say another – you have to put it in the mix as greatest Australian cars ever made. Right.
If you go to Chrysler.
You've got to put the Valiant Charger
in. Yeah, the Valiant Charger.
How can you not?
That was the fastest six-cylinder, I think. They're the ones that they took – they went to, Italy, I think, to get the Webers. So they had Webers in there, side draft, I think, Webers on that. But that was – and also I think their marketing campaign was pretty good.
See, I don't remember. I reckon I was too young for that.
Oh, were you?
Well, what was their marketing
campaign? Was that Hey Charger? It was called Hey Charger. So they put up their two fingers as in the peace sign.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd drive past and everyone would be saying Hey Charger.
Okay.
And it did look, you know, it was quite a big car, but not as big as, you know, the ones that came after that. But that was a good looking car.
So price wise, I mean, I remember, yeah, growing up, that Holdens and Fords were pretty similar in price, right? They were competing against each other.
Always.
But was the Charger the same?
I would suspect the Charger was a bit less, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But Valiant was Valiant or Chrysler was also always to me seemed like the poorer cousin.
So then what happened to Chrysler? They closed down.
So that got bought over by Mitsubishi.
Right.
So we produced the Mitsubishi Magnas here for a while.
Yes, correct.
All right. But then that's closed down. So Lonsdale was closed down as well. So Mitsubishi.
So Chrysler, the brand, stopped.
Here in South Australia, yeah. So we're still importing them. Of course, we get the 300C, you get the, you know. But Mitsubishi was the first one that closed down, wasn't it?
So then we had Mitsubishi here, Holden and here. Ford.
Ford was actually
in Geelong.
Yeah.
Right. So then Mitsubishi closes down, Lonsdale.
Yep.
Holden then gets sold off.
Because the tram's finished.
The tram contract finished. Yeah. And then Ford.
So now they import them all. And then see.
So it is sad.
Another topic when you go on to that, when we do the Group A racing now, it's Holden Ford, but it's a Ford Mustang and it's a Chev Camaro.
Yeah. Do you like it?
I'm not really. No, I don't like it.
I didn't like it. You know, I tried to watch a little bit of it and I just couldn't get it.
They're all the same. I think they use, you know, and they're not quite exactly the same as the road car. So like when the Ford GTHO. Mm-hmm. Phase 3 raced, that's the car that you could basically buy in the showroom.
Right.
Whereas now, you know, you look at the Group A racing, it's nothing to do with, nothing at all. I don't think any components would be from what you can buy in the showroom.
Can I ask one question, please? We no longer have manufacturing in this country. In my understanding, limited knowledge and understanding, the luxury car tax that the government put on the cars was to protect the Australian car industry and manufacturing. Without one, why is the LCT still being judged?
Because they still want to make their money. That's a very, very good point, because that was brought out to protect the car industry. That's very.
If we no longer have one.
Why?
This luxury car tax is ridiculous.
Yeah, but in saying that, it's also the way the taxes work generally, I think, is that they want to tax the people that can afford it. So if you're buying a luxury car, you don't really need to buy that luxury car. It's not a...
What is the cap now? Is it still 57,000
or
is
no,
it...
No, I think it's gone up. I think 75 or...
Is it 75,000 like luxury car tax?
Yeah.
I'm not happy with that, Mick.
Yeah. You're not... Yeah, I'm not happy with that either, but anyway. Actually, you know, going back to manufacturing, there is a car that's manufactured here. And it's in, I think it's manufactured in the old Holden plant at Elizabeth. It's the Brabham.
Oh, yes.
They do. We do, I don't know, what is it?
How many would they make?
Yeah, the BT62R or something.
What a car.
Fantastic. I remember at our friend's place that I sat in one. And I vividly remember opening that front door. And I thought it was going to fall off.
How light.
Because it was so light. Yeah. It was like cardboard.
The wife said, please don't lean on it.
Yeah, because you're going to
you'll bend it.
I don't know. It must be all carbon fiber.
No idea. But surely you wouldn't. I mean,
you may do. I mean, it's strong, but doesn't mean it doesn't deflect. So you might get the deflection in the body panel, but doesn't mean it's not strong.
But that's more of a, as I say, race car.
That's a race car. You know, it's a supercar race car. So, correct. You know, it's not a mass production.
Correct.
Driving cars, you know. So, yeah, it's a pity for the Australian, you know, motor industry that, you know, they've died. But
the cars
live on, and we'll see what happens in the future with the racing and whether they have bring in other brands like they have done before. But anyway, we're going to leave it there on that. So remember, you can always catch us at YouTube and Instagram and at mickandorrie@gmail.com. So remember, if your car's not a classic,
it will be one day.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.